Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
Jessica.
Jessica, you're caller 20. You win.
Oh, my God. I've been trying for days.
It finally paid off. You got tickets to see Social Distortion this coming Tuesday at a private show at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock. And then you're in the drawing to see them again in Switzerland.
Oh, my God. That's great. Thank you.
It is world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have What's Up with Florida, a grown woman using her feces as a weapon. There's some weird new rules for ChatGPT that are very strange. We have an edition of Who's Naked Now? Guy in Santa Clarita. We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Netflix as a joke, a chance to see Shane Gillis. And we will continue to qualify you to see Social Distortion in Switzerland. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You're funny.
There are some bizarre new rules for ChatGPT. I'll give you details coming up on K-Rock. You know, ChatGPT runs on instructions that they give it. And there was a strange leak that came out from Wired. They found some instructions that are a little surprising.
Leaked instructions from Codex CLI, first reported by Wired and Gizmodo on April 28th.
All right, so these are internal documents from ChatGPT, the coding that goes into it so that it knows what rules to play by.
Include a line repeated several times.
So this is odd that they had to make a rule about this and put it in there several times to make sure that ChatGPT never uses these words.
Never talk about goblins, gremlins, raccoons, trolls, ogres, pigeons, or other animals or creatures unless it is absolutely and unambiguously relevant to the user's query.
So we had a problem with ChatGPT using the word goblin, gremlin, raccoon, troll, ogre, pigeon, or any other animal? It's such a big problem they had to make a rule and put it in there several times.
The directive sits alongside other guardrails like never praise your plan by contrasting it with a worse alternative and provide updates every 30 seconds.
Wonder why this is happening.
OpenAI hasn't explained the creature ban. Researchers speculate it's a patch for the model's tendency to hallucinate whimsical metaphors when explaining code. Early testers noted Codex would randomly invoke gremlins in the stack or raccoon chewing the cables when debugging.
Couldn't love this more. So ChatGPT used the word goblins too much. They had to strike it.
The discovery has sparked both mockery and concern. Critics say if you have to explicitly forbid goblins, your alignment problem is bigger than you admit.
Right? Right? Your alignment problem is probably off too much.
The rule is now canon.
Hey, calm down. The rule is now canon. No ogres. I got it. No raccoons. No trolls. Take it easy.
The rule is now canon.
Stop doing what you're doing.
We have Social Distortion for a private show at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on Tuesday. You can win tickets for that and get on the standby boarding list for a trip to see him again in Switzerland. Coming up right after Incubus on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is James.
Hi, James, you are caller 20.
Oh my God, thank you so much, yes.
You got tickets to see Social Distortion here at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock on Tuesday, and then you're also on the standby boarding list to see him again in Zurich, Switzerland.
Oh my God, that'd be so amazing, that'd be so awesome.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
For nearly a week, people who live here in the Spring Oaks neighborhood say several homeowners have discovered what appears to be human feces in their yards and mailboxes.
It's just not the way you want any story to start.
50-year-old Alexis Weber, seen in this booking photo inside the Seminole County Jail, arrested for criminal mischief.
Criminal schiff? Am I right?
Accused of spreading her feces on her neighbor's vehicle inside the Spring Oaks neighborhood. We stopped by the home where Altamont Springs police say she lived after she bonded out.
This guy missed a hilarious chance to wear a hazmat suit and walk up and knock on the door.
But no one responded. Yvette Gomez says her family called Altamont Springs police last Thursday after they discovered what appeared to be human feces spread along the driver's side of their vehicle.
What the? Why? And also,
Why?
My husband texts me and tells me that his work van is full of feces. I was like, what do you mean? Like, he's like, yeah, there is poop on my van.
Another sentence I hope to never have to say.
And I just couldn't believe it.
Gomez says she gave investigators surveillance video showing someone who matches Weber's description, stopping near the vehicle, and adding she's seen Weber several times while she exercises through the neighborhood.
When I look back through my cameras, guess what? That is she.
That is shit. Am I right? Kids?
Whoever did this is probably a disgusting person, and I was very shocked.
All right, 50-year-old Alex Weber taken down by a 9-year-old.
Altamont Springs police say early Tuesday morning, their detective witnessed Weber defecate in the front yard of her own home before arresting her for damage done to Gomez's husband's vehicle. Spring Oaks HOA Vice President John Battle says Weber's behavior is not welcome in their community.
Important safety tip. Thanks, Egon.
Help put an end to this and get the police involved. And because if you call and say, hey, somebody is feces on my car, it's Florida. You're not going to believe it.
No, I think it's just the opposite. It's Florida. You're going to believe it.
We have a new music feature that happens in about an hour. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock.
Another chance for you to win those tickets for Social Distortion at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on Tuesday and qualify for the drawing to see him again at Switzerland coming up at 4 o'clock. First, let's talk about who's naked now.
Who's naked now? Who's naked now?
The TV news helicopter got to this story in Santa Clarita a little bit late. It happened at 9:15 this morning. And so he's trying to piece together what happened before a naked man ran out of the house.
This is the situation. So we don't have 100% on how it started, but I can tell you a number of deputies showed up out here, heavily armed, and their version of the SWAT team.
Yeah, there were maybe 15 officers at this guy's front door.
We do know that there is an actual shotgun sitting there on the sidewalk.
The camera zeroes in on a shotgun just laying there on the sidewalk, which apparently the suspect used.
So I'm sure that is part of what happened here earlier on. But I can tell you, they had this area surrounded, and you can see the number of SWAT deputies that they have out here.
All right, now he's just stalling. Let's talk about the naked guy coming out of the house.
Now, there was some negotiations, and then I'm going to roll some tape. Lisa, roll the tape. Of course, that suspect decided to come out. And he came out, well, he had a shirt on, and he had a hat on, and some socks.
His wiener flying in the wind.
And that's about it. So he was bearing all the facts and basically letting the officers know he didn't have anything concealed.
I mean, technically, he could still have something concealed.
What about the butt?
That's my point.
And basically, he was taken into custody. So that's how this whole thing came to an end. There was a little bit of a delay. The officers or deputies didn't go rushing in afterwards. They wanted to make sure that that actually was a suspect, not somebody else inside the house.
Well, what a bummer if you're a different person inside the house. You don't know what's going on, and you just want to walk outside without your pants. That's a bad surprise.
Right now, though, deputies are still there, just making sure that there is nobody else inside that home. But again, the danger has abated for sure.
So the naked guy got in the police car. Ugh. So now they toss it back to the anchors in the studio who are dying to make naked puns.
Wow.
That's what's going on out here in Santa Clarita.
Wow.
You don't see that every day. Still.
Yeah.
Thanks for getting to the naked truth.
Revealing, that's for sure.
Naked truth. Revealing. Social Distortion is playing a private show in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on Tuesday. And we'll give you another chance to win those tickets and qualify to see Social Distortion in Zurich, Switzerland. Coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Tracy.
Tracy, you win.
Woo! I can't believe it. Thank you. Great.
You got tickets for Social Distortion when they play the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock on Tuesday, and you're in the drawing to see them again in Switzerland.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, Baton Rouge police arrested a suspected drug dealer and started answering his client's calls on his car via Bluetooth while he was sitting in the back of the patrol car. Here's what happened.
Hello.
Hi, you're at the spot?
Yeah, I'm at the spot. What spot? Where you want me to meet you?
Well, I was about to pull up at the spot. I'm right here on Cooper stop.
So what you looking for? What you trying to get?
What's the 70? Is some meat?
Yeah, it's some meat. Yeah.
It's decent. It'll get you by. I can do the 7 for 20.
All right, you got cash out?
Yeah, I got cash out.
All right, I'm about
where to you wanna, where you want? You about to pull up to the spot?
Yeah. Right here on M.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool with me.
All right.
And then here's where they walk up to the drug dealer in the back of the cop car.
Hey, big brother. I talked to one of your customers on.
Oh, say, hold on.
What?
No, son, what they said.
They said they're gonna meet you on Elm Street.
Oh!
These are my favorite cops in the entire world.
That's pretty great.
Oh my God. Number two, the TSA is reminding travelers to double check what's in their carry-on bags after agents stopped a passenger from trying to bring a full-size machete through an airport security checkpoint.
The hell?
And the traveler reportedly told officers that they had simply forgotten it was in their bag. In response, the agency posted on social media and said, "You can't place a machete in your carry-on bag and tell us I forgot it was in there. If you need to know what can or can't go, maybe it's time you reach out to Ask TSA." Adding, travelers can text the service for help anytime. TSA screens about 2.5 million passengers a day and says violations like this can come with fines of up to $17,000. So the agency is urging passengers to check their luggage before heading to the airport. But it really is so easy to forget when you have a machete on you.
Right?
It happens to me all the time.
It happens all the time.
So I feel bad for that guy. And number three, while filming with comedian Billy Eichner, Metallica walked into a grocery store and things quickly took an unexpected turn. Enter Sandman started blasting over the speakers. A deli worker started singing along, and within seconds, the band joined in. Here is the clip.
That's pretty great.
That made my heart so happy. All right, Megan Holiday, and that was Three Things of Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is another song from Noah Kahan. This song is called Doors. It is from the album The Great Divide, The Last of the Bugs. It was an extra that was on one of those tracks, and he has released it now. He is coming to Southern California August 15th at the Rose Bowl. The song is Doors. It's Noah Kahan. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Noah Kahan, that is Doors on the world famous K-Rock. It is the 420 catch of the day. We want to send you to Switzerland to see Social Distortion.
So get on the standby boarding list and you will see them on Tuesday here in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space. So that's coming up on K-Rock.
Story time in a few minutes. We will give you a topic and you can call in with your stories and your texts.
And the best call, we're going to hook you up with your tickets to see Shane Gillis and friends at the Hollywood Bowl on May 4th.
It's Kevin Ryder. It's Megan Holiday. Tell us that story again, please.
Okay, so the TSA is reminding travelers to double check what's in their carry-on bags after agents stopped a passenger from trying to bring a full-size machete through an airport security checkpoint, and the traveler reportedly told officers that they had simply forgotten it was in their bag.
How does a machete get into your carry-on in the first place?
I know! I mean, what? Okay.
That's so weird.
First of all, if it was already in there and then you're packing on top of it, how do you not see that it's in there?
Agreed.
You know?
Unless you have like a layer of stuff in there that's already sort of there.
Maybe.
Pile on top.
But I think this person was trying to get that machete through there.
I can't imagine somebody had the thought, I have a machete and I'm pretty sure I can get it through TSA.
Right. That's true.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There was one time we were going to Vegas, the King of Mexico and I, he was our producer at the time for Kevin and B.
David.
And we were standing in line and the security line for TSA went all the way out across the bridge. It was so long.
Yeah.
And we were looking at our watches and like, oh, our flight's going to leave in 45 minutes. Come on, people, come on. And they would make so many people open their bags and they would go, "What? You have a whole jar of jelly here. What are you
jar of jelly.
What are you doing?" I don't know. I couldn't think of anything else. But like, you just, and then we were bad mouthing people. We're like, can't people at least think about this before they get to the TSA?
Right. Like, take your shoes off in advance. Like, have everything ready to go.
Be ready to go.
Put in the bin.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
And they stopped Dave when we got up there. And he said these words to me. Oh, I forgot I have 3 bottles of wine in there.
Oh, my God.
After we were like bad-mouthing everybody and you, come on!
Oh, my God.
Trying to get people through the TSA. I was like, at no point when we were yelling at people for this, did you think... Maybe I've got something in mind. Maybe I should think about my bag.
I love Dave so much. So did he just toss him then?
I was so mad at him. yeah, he had to leave him. I mean, you don't have any choice.
Yep.
So
couldn't chug him first.
No. So, all right. So that's the topic. You forgot something in your carry-on and you got stopped. Well, you didn't have to get stopped by TSA. You just forgot something that was in your bag and you either got stopped or got through. But what did you forget was in there? 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts.
And for the best caller text, we're going to send you to see Shane Gillis and friends at the Hollywood Bowl on Monday for the Netflix is a Joke Festival.
What did you forget was in your carry-on? 800-520-1067. Taking your calls and texts at 800-520-1067. You forgot something was in your carry-on bag.
The 310 said, I'm a teacher and I was chaperoning a student trip at a gift shop. A student bought a hot sauce shaped like a full-size grenade. I told him repeatedly not to put it in his carry-on. As we're going through, I'm counting kids and I'm missing one. I turn back to see security and canine starting to surround him and his bag at the checkpoint. I walk over to him and he looks at me and says, I forgot.
Nice. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Lorena, how are you?
Lorena, we are good and you are our winner.
Woo! Yeah!
You get to see Social Distortion on Tuesday at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock.
And you're in the running to see them again in Zurich, Switzerland.
Oh, my goodness. This is awesome. Thank you so much. This is so cool.
What did you forget in your carry-on? That is the question today based on a guy that tried to get a machete past the TSA because he forgot it was in his carry-on. Do you have an answer for that?
I did. All right, so... I used to travel a lot for work. I had a small Swiss Army knife on my keychain. My keychain, I always would stick it in a pocket that was underneath the bag.
Right.
So it's kind of like a hidden zipper bag. So on my way up north, the guy, I could see that he was like kept turning my backpack over and over. But he just kind of looked at me and goes, is this yours? And I said, yeah. He goes, okay, you're good to go. And he hands it to me.
Wow.
So I'm like, all right. I knew what he was looking for, but he said, all right, so I took off.
What about your way back?
The TSA agent wouldn't let it go, kept going, literally dumped out everything out of my backpack till he finally asked me, hey, where are your keys? And I go, oh, they're in this pocket. And I reached underneath, unzipped it, and took out my keys. And he goes, ah, that's what we need. And he pointed at my little Swiss Army knife. So I lost it on my way back. I thought, okay, if I could keep it on the way there, I might be able to keep it on the way back home.
I mean, you're batting 500. That's not bad.
There's a little bit of sentimental value to it. Somebody special had given it to me. So, yeah, I lost it.
K-Rock, hello.
My son was about 8, and he'd gotten... My kids got knives from my stepdad. And he put his in my carry-on.
Oh, my God. So what happened?
Yeah, of course, they're like, we need to check your bag. And I'm like, okay, no problem. And they're like, what's this? And I'm like, oh, it's a knife.
Oh, man. Did your kid do it to be funny?
Yeah. No. He just was putting it in a bag to take it home.
Oh, my God. Aww.
And then I did it again. I had jury duty. And when I went through the metal detector, they're like, we need to look in your bag. And I'm like, okay. And I had another knife in my bag because I was cleaning out the garage. And I just threw it in my bag.
I think the problem here is you.
Yeah. I think you like knives.
I know. Yeah. Apparently, I like knives.
K-Rock, hello.
I forgot a ninja star in my carry-on when I visited Japan when I was a kid.
You forgot a ninja star in your bag?
Yeah. Yeah, I went through security, and the guy pulled me over, and he said, "Sir, you have a shuriken in your bag." And I only knew that word because I watched a lot of Naruto as a kid.
Right.
He showed me the x-ray of the bag, and it was like the most obvious ninja star you could see. I feel like it was a little unfair because, like, if I had the confidence that I could take out an airplane with a single ninja star, like, I feel like that should be rewarded.
That's true.
I'm going to disagree with you there. I'm going to hard disagree with you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
You're no fun, Kev.
800-520-1067 is the phone number. What did you forget was in your carry-on? Taking your phone calls and text about what you forgot was in your carry-on.
The 323 said, "I was coming back from a swingers party and had bought items for said occasion and forgot to leave them at the place, and the TSA proceeded to pull out several types of oils, lubes, and types of adult toys, along with a gag ball and a horse mask." Oh my God.
All right, we are taking your phone calls and your texts on what you forgot was in your carry-on.
Before California had legalized marijuana,
right?
I had left those edible gummy bears in my backpack, and they had pulled me over and said, "Sir, we need you to step off to the side. We found something in your bag." I was like, "Oh my gosh, I completely forgot about those gummy bears." And they're digging through, and all of a sudden they pull out a water bottle and they let me go through. And later on, I got the gummy bears on the airplane. But even in the past, too, like, I tried to bring a giant gummy bear through TSA, and they made me take as many bites out of it as possible before I had to throw it away, because they wouldn't let me take it on the plane.
You have a gummy problem.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. I love them too much.
K-Rock, hello.
There was a cow femur on our carry-on.
Did you say a cow femur?
Yes, my dad gave it to my nephew as a dinosaur bone. We were in Mexico, and when we crossed over, totally didn't think he would bring it with him, which he did.
Oh, my God.
We got stopped by customs. It was absolutely awful. We got held up. We missed our next flight. It was painful. Oh,
and you ended up losing the cow femur?
Yes, they all look like these serial killers.
K-Rock, what did you forget was in your carry-on?
It wasn't the carry-on, but I went into the courthouse with two squirt guns in my backpack.
Why?
Two squirt guns?
I didn't know they were there. They were very clearly kids squirt guns, and it was not taken lightly at a courthouse. I was immediately put to the ground and handcuffed. So they could search my bag.
Handcuffed?
And they basically escorted me back out of the courthouse and told me, go put them away and come back.
Party at the courthouse.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
What a bunch of freaks.
Dummy.
This is so great. A cow femur. What?
That is wild.
But I think we need to go with a text.
We have to. There's no one that's going to top this text. And I actually was able to get the man on the line.
All right.
His name is Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, hey.
Thank you.
So can I just read this text and maybe we have a couple follow-up questions?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. I was coming back from a swingers party and had brought items for said occasion and forgot to leave them at the place, and the TSA proceeded to pull out several types of oils, lubes, and types of adult toys, along with a gag ball and a horse mask.
Was everybody in line laughing at you or with you?
More like smirks and chuckles because they didn't want to be obvious, but it was more in the sense of walk of shame and no eye contact.
Oh my God.
What did the TSA say? What did they take?
Well, once they had opened up my bag and they saw everything, the TSA person, just the lady, she just gave me a look and just went,
But please tell me you got to keep the horse mask at least.
I actually asked, and she just looked at me. She said, "Do you really want it?" I was like,
"Yeah, duh,
of course."
Oh my God.
I thought I was like, no.
She shamed you.
So did they take everything?
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
Well, they let me throw away some stuff and then take everything else, yeah.
That's outrageous.
All right, but you know what? We've got great news for you right now, Michael.
Yes, you are our winner. Congratulations.
Woo!
Nice.
Yeah!
Thank you, guys. It's happened a couple years ago, but I'm glad that nightmare haunted me to get me tickets.
Yes,
there you
agreed.
Go. You're going to see Shane Gillis and friends at the Hollywood Bowl on Monday.
Right on. Thank you.
Well
right,
done, man.
Michael.
Thank you. In less than 10 minutes, we have a chance for you to win your tickets to the private show with Social D in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock.
And get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Zurich. It's coming up on KROQ.